الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse that we have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, O Allah, the possessor of dominion, sovereignty, kingdom, you give this kingdom to whomsoever you will, and you snatch away this kingdom from whomsoever you will, you exalt whomsoever you will, and you abase and debase whomsoever you will. In your hand lies all goodness. Indeed, you are capable to do everything. Now, with regards to the cause and reason of the revelation of this verse, Mufassirin have suggested that the Yahud and the Munafiqeen, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised the believers that a day is going to come when you are going to take over the mulk, the kingdom of Faris and Rome, the Persians and the Romans. So when the Yahud and Munafiqeen heard this, they said, hey Hata, that's impossible. This is something very far-fetched for the Muslims to gain control and to vanquish and defeat the Romans and the Persians. So this verse was revealed. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in this verse is asked by Allah to say this, that تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ, that you give kingdom to whomsoever you will. This is not in the control and in the power of the enemy. Then some of us suggest that in the part وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ, that you exalt whomsoever you will, you abase whomsoever you will. Here in this place, the Yahud, they've mentioned that Nubuwa was found in the among the prophets that came from Bani Israel. So they said, if Nubuwa has to now be moved from Bani Israel, and if it has to be given to somebody other than from the Bani Israel, in other words, now it's given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from among the Arab, then we are not going to accept, we are not going to believe. So basically this Nubuwa is an izza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side that Allah bestows to whomsoever He wills. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked by Allah to say this, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Then listen, Allah exalts whomsoever He wills. In other words, by giving Nubuwa, Allah is basically giving izza to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He is disgracing those who have disbelieved in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in your hand, O Allah, lies all goodness. You are capable to do everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked by Allah to say this, O Allah, you also enter the night into the day, and you enter the day into the night. So we know in the alternation of night and day, we see that the hours are increased by the decrease of the other. That's exactly what happens during our season that we have. For example, summer and winter. So you see, our summer nights are short, our winter nights are long. That is exactly what happens. Allah says, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ, you, O Allah, enter the night into the day. In other words, part of the night now goes into the hours of the day. So the day, the hours of the day are now increased by the decrease of the hours of that night. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. So what happens here is, part of the hours of the day is now entered into the night. So the night now increases by the decrease of the day. وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Allah, you remove the dead from the living from a dead thing. So we look at insan, man, he came from a drop of sperm which was dead. We look at the chicken came from an egg. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. We look at insan, or we look at the nutfa, this drop of sperm came out from insan, which was living. We look at the egg, it came from the chicken. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nizam and His system, how He brings into this dunya existence of so many things. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And you, O Allah, you provide whomsoever you will without any measure. Without any measure means Allah provides for some people. Allah gives them unlimited amount of treasures from the side of Allah without any measure. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. But remember, for some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some hikmah, he constricts and he tightens the rozi of that person with his, for he, with it's all in his wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best why he does so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman, our faith in yaqeen in Allah.